let's get cracking with the questions that were sent in. So the first question is, what attributes would you value most highly in blind low vision senior management staff and why? What attributes would you value most highly in blind low vision senior management staff and why? And the first person I'd like to answer that question, please, is Fraser.
I believe senior management need a true understanding of why the organisation exists and the contemporary issues facing blind people in reaching their potential. We formerly had a better understanding through our senior management of their role in making sure our frontline staff were given the skills, given the support, and given the kind of background training that allowed them to be effective in teaching the skills of blindness and producing accessible formats and advocating to decision makers. Our senior leaders need to understand how blind people seek the peer support, how they seek to learn to read and write, how they experience social inclusion and barriers, and make sure that the conversations they have with their staff are based on what they know of the aspirations of blind people. I think
15 seconds.
They need comprehensive skills that we would expect in senior management, but to me, fundamentally, they need to understand why we exist.
Thank you, Fraser. And sorry, I forgot to let you know that for these questions, we've got 90 seconds each question. And again, Clive is going to be keeping time for us. Okay, next up, and I'm happy to repeat the question if anyone wants it repeated. Next up, Chris, please.
Thanks, Nicola. I think it's important, as Fraser said, to ensure that our staff, not only senior staff, have the ability to communicate the cause of our organisation to the wider public audience. In order to do that, they've actually got to have a good knowledge, a strong knowledge of the rehabilitation services that we offer, the reason why we offer them, and be able to allow staff to gather the institutional knowledge that they need and being able to then communicate with blind people, not on the same level, but be able to understand the struggles that they may have had. So it comes from senior management, goes down to the operational team to make sure that all of our staff are singing from the same song sheet. It's services, services, services to people who are blind, deaf, blind, or have low vision. And that has to come from the people at the top.
Thank you, Chris. I think we still don't have Donna. Sorry, I keep scrolling onto the next page to see if she's appeared, but no. Okay, next up, Paul, please.
Yeah, senior management obviously need the skills that all managers need as far as managing staff in a considerate sort of way. But in this organisation specifically, as mentioned, it's around providing the support and services and assistance to people who potentially don't know what they need and will not necessarily know or won't know what's available. So making the service responsive and in, you know, a temporal basis, but in a human way as well, to have that knowledge able to be imparted, and also for the assistance and also devices and such like, but also being good, proactive, members for the, creating those images for, us to be able to interact in the community, without, being, treated as second class citizens is vital. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. So a reminder of the question, what attributes would you value most highly in blind low vision senior management staff and why? Next up after Paul is Stephen, please.
I'd like to see managers that can manage people. I come from worked in a big organization, and frankly, I've seen some terrible managers. And my understanding is that there hasn't been some quite so good ones in the Blind Foundation. over the last few years, and the result of that is that we've lost a lot of very good staff. So what I want to see as a manager, using the word value, that values their staff for what they are, what they can achieve, and what those managers can do to motivate those achievements. I want to see quality management. I want to see staff happy. And the one thing I would like to see is a mini group of staff who meet regularly with management to discuss the ups and downs that are happening in the organisation, so that we don't reach blips, that we solve problems before they become a problem. So, I want to see managers that are genuine about being in the organisation. It's a different sort of organisation to many businesses and public service departments, that's for sure. And it's an integral organisation that has a responsibility to deliver to its members. And the staff hold the big key for
15
that.
15 seconds.
And obviously the manager's job, as I already said, is to motivate those people and support them in every way possible to do that job. It's not a numbers game.
Thank you, Stephen. Next up, Martine.
Apart from the particular skills that each manager have, for instance, in the area of human resources or revenue generation, I want to see a commitment and curiosity about what blind people and left blind people are about, because this is not just a random organization. I wonder how many in management have read Pioneering a Vision, Quest for Equity, and those titles to really see where we're coming from. I'd like managers to have a long-term perspective, to know that they can make or break their staff that report to them, especially if it's blind staff that are starting on the journey. I want our senior management to know that many of them might move on to other organizations, leaving behind those of us who are still blind and linked with the organization. So your decisions will make an impact on the rest of our lives. I'd like to see that emotional intelligence and that empathy.
Thanks, Martine. And lastly, Vaughan, please.
I think the first point for me here is that actually the attributes and values that the organization requires of its senior management are in large part set by the chief executive. And so when the CE is recruited, these considerations form part of whether a candidate is likely to be a good CE or not. So I'm looking for attributes which recognise the fundamentally, inherently goodness of blind people, that blind people make positive contributions to our own lives and to the activities of the organisation which we own. Related to that is the idea that actually we are active in the affairs of our organisation. And so that means a willingness to dialogue meaningfully and proactively with the representatives of blind people, the various consumer organisations which blind people have established, and certainly getting the right set of technical skills for the management specialty like finance, human resources, information technology, public relations, communications, service delivery, and all of the things which a modern charity of disabled people has to deal with.
I forgot the 15 seconds. We've just got to a minute 30.
Okay, that's all right, Clive. I'm done.
Okay, thanks, Vaughan.